Hey, what's up, everyone? You're here with the social media guys. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Jay.
Hi, everyone.
Now, we've just recently finished our full podcast, and we're going for round number two. And I think we've got some juicy stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that's correct. Look, if you haven't heard our previous podcast, go and have a look at it with the social media guys. We talk about all relevant things on social media, things that are popular, things that are unpopular, and things that probably shouldn't be posted at all.
Yeah, stop sharing things that no one should know, basically. That's where we fit in.
That's right. And look, the first one this evening that we're going to open the night up with tonight is a lovely post that someone put up. And you know, look, you're right. I get it. You're a social warrior, justice, whatever. You're some sort of like hero. We know that you're this person who's posting, probably right. But we actually, let's face it, do we any of us want to do it? And the post actually reads, stop buying $3,000 puppies when there are perfectly good dogs at the pound for $50.
Right. Interesting. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, look, you know what? I didn't even know what to call these people. What would you call these people that put these posts up?
Well, I've got a few things come to mind, and they're not positive. moral douchebag. You could argue lazy. I mean, maybe if you worked a little harder, you could be looking after the world by getting the new clean puppies in. I don't know. That's where my crazy mind goes.
I called them social warrior media something or other. I didn't have a word, but moral douchebag sounds pretty good to me. But the fact of the matter is like, right, look, who wants to have a mangy old flea bag that is like, is likely to bite you? You know, they're at a pound for a reason. You know, when you open that, like, that box that's been moving around, you know, there's an animal inside there for Christmas, and you open it up. You want to see a cute little puppy with a bow on it. You don't want to see Rover, the ex-friggin' killer dog with fleas and drools all over the place, do you?
Yeah, it's your new dog, kids. His name's Rex. Now, he had AIDS, but he's recovering. the fleas are almost gone. You know, like, where does it stop?
Yeah, just be careful not to look him directly in the eyes. Matter of fact, don't touch him at all. He's from the pound.
<It's> like... Plus, he's cursed. I don't know. It seems like an odd... I mean, you can't apply the same logic to, you know, humans, can you? It's like, sorry, kids, I know your mother left us, but I found us a new replacement, and I thought I'd do what's right for society. I got us a prostitute. The thing is, she only charges $30 an hour, so, you know. Welcome home, Mum.
Just be careful not to look at her directly in the eyes. She's likely to give you AIDS.
You don't look directly in the eyes. We should apply that to many things in life. Don't look it in the eyes.
You know what? While we're on this on this rant, I've got something else that just popped out. I must talk about it. There's a video going around at the moment that is it shows a third world country now. I believe it's Indonesia. I'm not 100% sure. Or maybe even the Philippines. I'm leaning towards the Philippines. But there are these people that serve meat that has been put in the garbage. So this is like meat. I'm not exactly sure what it's called. And if everyone knows it, please call in and tell us. But it's meat that they recycle from the garbage tip or the dump, what we call it in Australia. They take the meat. They pull it from the bone, remove any, I suppose, maggots, and then clean the meat, and then boil it and re-cook it and serve it as a dish for 20 cents a bowl with rice. What do you think about that?
I think I might have eaten one of these dishes in one of my many trips to Bali. They were long, long nights after eating those dishes. Me and the toilet got very close.
The video actually said that you have to have like a really strong stomach to be able to handle this traditional garbage mill. But look, I mean, there's a solution right there, isn't there?
What's that?
Well, we get all the dogs from the pound that nobody wants and send them over to Indonesia and they can use fresh meat.
Yeah, and we're helping the economy. Nobody loses, except, of course, the dogs. But who cares about animals?
It's a win-win, you know. The dogs, they've had a good run. They've been pets for a while now. When do they go from pets to food?
Yeah, it's time to start earning your keep, dogs. Getting my belly.
I mean, if you end up at the pound, the dog's not doing something right. So it's like, obviously, there's got to be a new, you know, new use for these guys. Maybe it is helping the third world countries. I don't know.
Yeah, we're finally we're cracking the case. I like where we're going.
It's a bit harsh.
There is a bit of that crazy stuff that goes on offshore. Like you get used to what happens on your own soil. I saw that. I think we were watching a little bit of another video together, and it was that one with the guy. they were playing darts. Remember that one?
Yeah, the guy was crazy. And then they definitely look English because the English have got that crazy look in their eyes.
Yeah. Well, the guy for everybody listening, it's the guy that was a person playing darts and they're throwing it into a dartboard. And the guy gets one of his mates to stand and it's a dare. He puts his hand up on the dartboard and they've got to try and get it in the bullseye. And if they miss, it hits his fingers. The very first throw, the dart, like you can only see the guy's head and the dartboard. And you see come off screen. A dart just comes flying in and just goes straight into the fellow's temple and just sticks right in there. And everyone's going, oh, it's gone in his head.
So, and listen, they're yelling, get it out, get it out, get it out. It's like,
that's right. Now, what I want to know, and the thing, you know, the thing that surprised me is the person who had the dart in his head just simply, it was like nothing happened. It just went into his head and he turned around and looked at the camera like he was about to say cheese for a picture.
And you know what? That's what I'm thinking. Some crazy, crazy-ass Englishman or definitely some Russian or something. He had that crazy look in his... So what? There's a dart in my head. What up? You know?
This is better than being at home with the mum. She smashes me, you know? I found all that stuff you see. There's some craziness going offshore. Guys, call in and if you've got anything to say, share something that you've seen happening offshore that maybe isn't happening on your shore, and share it with us.
All right.